Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said a person going nowhere can be sure of reaching his destination. We're glad once again that you're listening to Bible Meditations. Let's return now to our study, and we were looking at the first chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians. Remember, this chapter, this book, is written by the Apostle Paul. He had preached to the church at Corinth, and many of them had obeyed the gospel. You remember the 18th chapter of the book of Acts says, many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed and were baptized. And so they became Christians in their obedience to the command of the Lord. They believed and they were baptized, and Jesus said a person who does that shall be saved. Mark 16:15-16. So these people then became members of the church. Yet at this time there were some problems that were faced by those who were members of the church in regard to their beliefs and in regard to their practices. Thus an apostle writes to them to help confirm them in the faith, to make them stronger, and to help them deal with the problems that were arising among them. So we looked at chapter 1, verse 10 beginning, and noticed that Paul said, I beseech you, or beg of you, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that is, by his authority, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together and in the same mind and in the same judgment. Now, I can almost hear someone saying, yes, you believe in everybody speaking the same thing as long as they say what you say. Well, friends, that's not representing my position accurately at all. My position is this. You need to speak as the Word of God. I need to speak as the Word of God, and so it's not everybody speaking as I want them to speak, but everybody speaking as God wants people to speak. That's the way we can be united. So in 1 Peter 4 and verse 11, Peter said, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. In other words, it's not what you think or I think. It's what did God say on that particular matter. If we could confine ourselves to just what God said, there would be unity among religious people. But we have too much of the idea, which is very familiar to all of us in our present day, and the idea is somewhat like this. When it comes to religion, every man decides for himself what he wants to believe, and what he wants to practice. And somehow or other, even though he has the right to do that, we're trying to leave the impression that God said, you have a right to believe anything that you want to, and go in any direction you'd like to go. No wonder there was confusion, Judges chapter 21 and verse 25, when every man did that which was right in his own eyes. There also is confusion in our communities when everybody does that which is right in their own eyes. How could we all be united when everybody becomes a standard within themselves? Well, it's an impossibility. We cannot be properly united if everybody's going in a different direction, teaching anything they want to teach, and following any direction they want to follow. When a person preaches or teaches in regard to the gospel, he's confined to that. He is not given liberty to preach the ideas of men or the doctrines of men. His liberty is confined to the doctrine of Christ. So in 2 John 9, John says, whoso transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God, but he that abideth in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Father and the Son. Further, he says, if one come unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed, for he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. Not only are we limited in regard to what we can preach, we're limited in regard to whom we can fellowship. We cannot fellowship one who does not abide in the doctrine of Christ. Now, I know there are people who say, well, we ought to just look at everybody and say, you believe what you want to believe, and I'll believe what I want to believe. But friends, you'd have to go somewhere other than the Bible to find that kind of advice. Paul says, I want you all to speak the same thing. Now, how is that possible? Well, if you look about you and you see people answering Bible questions with, this is what I think about it, you can see how quickly we're divided. But if you'd find a person opening his Bible and saying, here's what I feel about religious matters based on this particular teaching in the Bible, well, that's a little different matter, isn't it? That's not just an opinion of man. That's what God has said about it, and therefore it must be respected. I remember the psalmist David saying this in Psalms 119 and verse 89, forever, O Lord, is thy word settled in heaven. Now that ought to settle it for us, shouldn't it? If the word of God is settled in heaven, what right would I have to come along and to challenge that which God has said? I would have no right whatever. When a person comes along and says, I know that's what the Bible says, but I don't believe it, that's a reflection on him rather than on the Word of God. God's Word is the standard. I remember a statement in the fourth chapter, the book of James, in verse 12, which says that there is one lawgiver. Well, would anybody argue that James was saying, you're a lawgiver and I'm a lawgiver and somebody else gives laws in religious matters? Or was he saying, God has already set the rules? God has already given the law. Well, very clearly, that's what he's saying. He's not giving us liberty to say, well, I don't see it that way, and I'd like to go another direction. He's simply saying, you perspective-wise turn to God and his word. You do what God tells you to do. If any man speak, then he must speak as the oracles of God. Now, if we keep that in mind, it's possible for us to be united. We're not divided over what the Bible says, friends. We're divided over what the Bible does not say, but what people say. What people say in addition to the Bible, or as they subtract from the Word of God. Isn't it interesting that as you begin reading the Bible, go back to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 2, we find that we cannot add to or diminish aught from the Word of God. When we come to the close of the Bible, the same warning is given. We appreciate studying with you today. We hope you'll listen again tomorrow. Remember, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.